Morning, everyone, and lovely to see you this morning. Just one notice before we begin, and that is that the food bank is continuing to take donations, so please do continue to donate. You can still leave foodstuffs with Alan and Sue, and please do. Their only request from the food bank is they do not need any more mince pies. Not donate any more mince pies, everything else they would like, they would love to receive from you.
I like to have mince pies all the year.
They can send them to me.
Andrea, the food
Tell
bank has
Alan to
now
bring the
moved.
carload of mince pies back.
Hang on, I mean.
I think Liz wanted to say something about the food bank, Alan.
Just to say, the food bank itself has moved just down the road a bit in Rashes Green. It's now Unit One opposite Wiltshire Farm Foods in, is it John Bishop Close, which is just
John.
before the Deer and Coachways. We've
Okay.
only moved this week.
Thank you.
Okay. If
Thanks.
people go there to leave food there instead of with Alan and Sue.
Okay, lovely. Thanks, Liz, for that. Let's just be still for a moment, shall we, as we remember that we have come to worship the Lord our God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in splendor of his holiness.
We sing our opening hymn together. I worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Thank you.
Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. God our Father, long-suffering, full of grace and truth, you create us from nothing and give us life.
You give your faithful people new life in the water of baptism.
You do not turn your face from us nor cast us aside.
We confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbour.
We have wounded your love and marred your image in us.
Restore us for the sake of your Son and bring us to heavenly joy. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins. Open our eyes to God's truth. Strengthen us to do God's will and give us the joy of his kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
As God's forgiven people, we come to praise God and to thank him for his mercy towards us. His mercy is more, and we sing Praise is Rising.
Praise the Lord, his mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. So tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the was the cost. We stood neath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord.
down to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make all things new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength.
Going to ask Beth now to read for us from Mark's Gospel.
Okay, so this is Mark 1, verses 4 to 11, and this is the NIV version. So it says, "And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the more powerful than I. Straps of those whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: you are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Beth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you would speak now to our hearts and our minds as we explore this passage of scripture further together. In Jesus' name, amen. Picture the scene, if you will. John the Baptist is in the desert near the River Jordan. He is preaching a baptism of repentance. Now, if this had been modern day, I suspect he would be on social media. And it would be one of those situations where John the Baptist, well, we haven't heard of him before, and he suddenly appeared out of nowhere, and he's gone viral. We are told that the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out with him. That's an awful lot of people who followed him into the desert. That's a lot of sin. That's a lot of repentance. That's a lot of baptisms. And what an amazing sight that must have been. Can you imagine if we turned up one Sunday morning at one of our buildings and people were queuing to be baptized. What a sight. What an amazing problem to have. But why now? And why John? From the description that we have, well, John is not the most good-looking young man with a charismatic personality and a perfect set of teeth. He's often described as a wild man. He's wearing camel hair and he forages for locusts and honey. But maybe that's the point. You see, this passage in the Bible isn't about John, and John is fully aware of that. John has rejected his lifestyle. He hasn't followed in the footsteps of his priestly father. He's on God's mission to get as many people as possible ready for the arrival of the Messiah, the one who he describes as the one whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. This Messiah John speaks of won't baptize with water, but with the Holy Spirit. So here's a question to think about. Why, if John's baptism is about repentance and forgiveness, why does Jesus then need to be baptized? Jesus is perfect. He's sinless. Why would he come to John for baptism? In the verses we just heard read in verse 9, it says, Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Has he made a trip specially to be baptized? Jesus is there in the crowd all the time. Unnoticed and unseen, he steps into the water that the crowds have just left. Maybe some are still there. He gets wet with the water that has touched them and what they left behind there with John's baptism. What did the crowds take into the water with them? Sin, the pain of their lives, the struggles against the big evils that were surrounding them, terrorism, crushing taxation by a foreign power, and daily fears of violence. I wonder if we were to step into the river today, what fears, anxieties, pains, and struggles would we take with us? I wonder what burdened the hearts of those people who had followed John and listened to his preaching. Did they wonder what God was doing to help them out of the mess of their lives, the death and the dying that surrounded them? The children, the frail elderly, the deaths from painful sickness? And what about their feelings of inadequacy and not being able to provide enough food for their families or protect them from the risks of daily life? Did they feel they hadn't done enough for God or taken God seriously enough? What does it say to us today, to our society? We see families struggling to provide for their children. The number of people affected by coronavirus is rising daily. Businesses are going under. Hope is being lost. As God's people, we are called to be light in the darkness. To pray, to bring the message of the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of hope. why did Jesus come to John to be baptized? Because we all need him there in the river with us. We need Jesus to join us in the places we feel most frail, pained, inadequate, and sinful. Jesus did not become one of us to remain aloof from us. Jesus became one of us so he could meet us at our deepest point of need. How many of our friends and our neighbours need to hear those words, need to see that worked out in our lives? God is love. We live in love. We live in God. So there is Jesus in the water, baptized by John. And as he comes up out of the water, a spirit descends on him like a dove. And we hear these encouraging words, encouraging and tender words indeed from God. You are my son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased. Find these words so incredibly personal and intimate. There is real tenderness from God the Father to Jesus, his Son. God has chosen Jesus. He is marked by God's love, the pride of God's life. And yet, this descent of the Holy Spirit is not just about Jesus. Just as our own baptisms are not just about our personal relationship with God. We are all baptized into community. We share a creed, a history, a struggle to make that faith real in the world. The Holy Spirit calls each of us into community and is present with us in community. In these days of confinement, our community may feel very separated, very dispersed. There are those in our communities who are not able to join us on Zoom for whatever reason. There are those who have not left their homes since last March. Who are you aware of who needs to hear those words of love from our Heavenly Father? What would it sound like to hear their names as God spoke to Jesus? Be it Polly or Joe or Alice or Frank or Teddy, you are my dear child, says God. I love you. I'm delighted with you. If you're aware of someone you've not seen or heard from in a while, make that phone call. Send a card. Encourage one another, just as God encouraged Jesus to get down into the river with us, to meet us at our deepest point of need. As I finish, I want to leave you with a challenge for this week. It's a challenge I'm going to set myself. But why not read the whole of Mark's Gospel? It's the shortest one. It won't take very long. But allow yourself to dig deeper into the life of Jesus, to learn to see and to hear the heavenly vision and the heavenly voice. Allow Jesus to walk with you at every moment of every day. When you wake, say, I love you, Jesus. When you step out of the door, Ask God to go with you. Ask Jesus to walk with you. When you speak with others, ask Jesus if you can speak his words. As Jesus walks with us, we ask that we would change. Change the way that we see the world. That Jesus would help us grow in our understanding and to deepen our relationship with God and with those around us. Our Heavenly Father says to each of us today, you are my child. I love you. And I am delighted with you. Amen. As a response to those words from Jesus there, we're going to say our creed in the form of those questions that we hear often in a baptism service. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And we sing again, Christ be in my waking.
Christ be in my waking, as the sun is rising, in my day of working, with me every hour. Christ be in my resting, as the day is ending, calming and refreshing, watching through the night. Christ be in my thinking and my understanding, guarding me from evil, walking in the light. Christ be in my speaking, every word a blessing, pure and not deceiving, grace to all who hear. Jesus, this is my devotion, all my life to know you, every day to walk with you. Savior, you're my deepest longing, you're the one I live for, teach me, Lord, to walk with you. Christ be in my gladness, for the joy of living, thankful for the goodness of the Father's hand. Christ be in my sorrow, in my day of darkness, knowing that I follow in the steps he trod. Jesus, this is my
has faded, nothing left to cling to. Every pleasure jaded, every well is dry. Christ the loving shepherd draws me with his kindness, leads me from the desert to the streams of life.
The Lord gives strength to his people and blesses his people with peace. The peace of the Lord is with you.
And also with you.
You want to switch to gallery mode and give each other a wave and bless one another.
Peace be with you, everyone.
I'm going to hand over to Val now, who's going to lead us in our prayers.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Andrea, for that lovely talk. And Father God, it's just so wonderful to read that the Spirit descended like a dove on Jesus. And the voice from heaven proclaiming your approval of Jesus as your divine Son. Thank you so much. Oh Lord, we praise and worship you for your infinite power, your love, your truth, your mercy and grace. We thank you that you washed us clean and you continue to inspire and refresh us with your presence. Help us to remind us daily of our baptism in Christ and the ever-present possibility of a fresh start and new beginning in him day by day. Lord of truth,
hear our prayer.
Lord, please help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. As Jackie reminded us last week, we all need to recenter our lives on Jesus. And I believe, Lord, that the only way we can survive these unprecedented troubled times is to trust wholeheartedly in the hope that we have in Jesus. Because hope protects us from depression and self-pity. And Lord, if we cling to hope, we can be sure that your rays of light will reach us through these dark days. And as Paul reminds us in Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Lord of truth,
hear our prayer.
Lord, please help us to put Jesus' words into practice. My gospel reading a couple of days ago included Jesus' teaching on worry. which is so appropriate, especially in these challenging times. Thank you that you encourage us to think ahead, plan ahead, but not to worry ahead. We cannot add a single hour to our lives by worrying. And as Corrie Ten Boom so beautifully put it, worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrow, but it empties today of strength. Help us to decide today not to worry about tomorrow and trust you to provide for us one day at a time. Lord of Truth.
Hear our prayer.
We pray this morning for any we know who are struggling with life at this time, whether through illness, uncertainty, stress or worries of some kind. Let us individually take some moments to carry them by name into your presence, Lord. And we also offer to God our own concerns for those we know and love, and for ourselves, for things which it may be hard to share with others. We bring these thoughts to you, Lord. Lord, be a tower of strength amidst shifting sands. And fix our hearts on you where peace may be found amidst turmoil and pain. Lord of Truth.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father.
Accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We join together saying the Lord's Prayer in the closest version to your hearts. I'm going to be using the more modern version. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe.
To you be glory and praise forever.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world.
To you be glory and praise forever.
When the time had fully come, you sent the Son of Righteousness.
In him the fullness of your glory dwells. To you be glory and praise forever.
May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Before our final him, we are going to just say that we will be staying for coffee. There'll be a 5-minute break for you to go and make yourselves a drink. Please do join us in breakout groups. It's a great opportunity to catch up with one another. So we look forward to seeing you. For those of you who are not staying, have a great week and God bless. We sing our final hymn, Name of All Majesty.